you know, so he's always
on. With their Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. Being social, learning from the behavior of birds. Science has learned a great deal about complex social behaviors by studying non-human mammals and primates, but parrots might have something to teach us too. A new study, the first to quantify the social lives of parrots using social network analysis, provides intriguing new insight into parrot sociality, revealing a sophisticated social structure with layers of relationships and complex interactions. Together, the new research shows that the social lives of monk parakeets are structured by several types of relationships. In order for individuals to recognize whether they fit into the social structure of their group, they would need to reorganize and remember others in their group, to remember how they interact with specific individuals, and to remember the outcomes of those interactions. Managing this process may require significant cognitive skills. Understanding the social systems of parrots is critical to understanding social processes such as vocal learning and the spread of behaviors, and can also give us a greater insight into how social and cognitive complexity evolve in other species. The future of global agriculture may include new land but fewer harvests. Climate change may expand suitable cropland, especially in the northern high latitudes, but tropical regions may be becoming decreasingly suitable, according to a new study published in PLOS One by Florian Zabel from Ludwig Maximilian University in Germany. Most of the Earth's accessible agricultural lands are already under cultivation. Ecological factors such as climate, soil quality, water supply, and topography determine the suitability of land for agriculture. The results indicate that climate change may expand the supply of cropland in the high latitudes of the Northern Hemisphere, including Canada, Russia, and China, over the next 100 years. The rest of your Superhuman News is coming up in 1 minute on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health, but have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second guessing and get the Clearly Filtered Pitcher Filter and drink with confidence knowing that your water is pure. Clearly Filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping.
For the rest of your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. Researchers find neural compensation in people with Alzheimer's-related protein. The human brain is capable of a neural workaround that compensates for the buildup of beta amyloid, a destructive protein associated with Alzheimer's disease, according to a new study led by researchers at the University of California, Berkeley. The findings published in the journal Nature Neuroscience could help explain how some older adults with beta amyloid deposits in their brain retain normal cognitive function while others develop dementia. The study included 22 healthy young adults and 49 older adults who had no signs of mental decline. The brain scan showed that 16 of the older subjects had beta amyloid deposits, while the remaining 55 adults did not. The researchers used fMRI scans to track the brain's activity of subjects in the process of memorizing pictures in various scenes. Afterwards, the researchers tested the subjects' GIST memory by asking them several questions about the images. The groups performed equally well in the task, but it turned out that the people with beta amyloid deposits in the brain, the more detailed and complex their memory recall, the more brain activity there was. It seems that their brain has found a way to compensate for the presence of the proteins associated with Alzheimer's. Waistlines of U.S. adults continue to increase. The prevalence of abdominal obesity and average waist circumference increased among U.S. adults from 1999 to 2012, according to a study in JAMA. Waist circumference is a simple measure of total and intra-abdominal body fat. Abdominal obesity was defined as a waist circumference greater than 40.2 inches in men and greater than 34.6 inches in women. The overall age-adjusted average waist circumference increased progressively and significantly from 37.6 inches in 1999 to 2000 to 38.8 inches in 2011 to 2012. This has been your Superhuman News Update. I'm Elliot Turton for the Superhuman Radio Network. Visit our website at superhumanradio.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Live On Labs. You too can benefit from Live On Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Live On Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned today. I'm so sorry. I didn't even have Rob Regish on the line. I'm setting him up right now. You know what? I'm always doing too many things at one time, Rob. I'm sorry about that. Rob is going, I can't hear the news playing. Okay, wait, I know why. I haven't connected him to the soundboard yet. Anyway, we have a great show planned today. During the first hour, we'll be doing the Blueprint Power Hour. And then during the second hour, we're going to be talking to a Professor Dudley about Drunken Monkey, why we love and abuse alcohol. This is really interesting to me. You know that. I've talked a lot about why do we do the things we do with alcohol, and we're going to get to the bottom of that during the second hour. You know what? I have a pet peeve, Rob. I got to get it out of the way.
Sure.
Why is it when you hit cancel print, it still spits out all the pages just blank? If you say to the printer, cancel this, why doesn't it just stop there? Why does it, if you're printing a 16-page document, you decide you don't want to print it, and you hit cancel print, it spits out 16 blank pages.
You're preaching to the choir today. I'm going to return cell phone number 4. So I've just had it with the tech.
Technology sucks sometimes, folks. It sucks. It's wasteful. My printer is still doing stuff. It's like I canceled a print 20 minutes. Listen to it. It's still trying to spit out pages for a canceled print job.
Yeah.
I think HP must have stock in the tree farms where they make paper. It's the only thing I can think of. Let me unplug it.
Let's talk about something positive.
Okay, go ahead.
I have a new webinar coming up on how to optimize hormone levels. Everything from testosterone, free test, growth hormone, cortisol, insulin, of course. It's going to be absolutely fantastic. I think it's going to help a lot of guys. And if you go to CoachRobRegish.com, if it's not already up, it will be, where you can pre-register for optimizing your hormones. It's going to be a great, great, fantastic production.
Excellent, excellent. Okay, so the first question actually for the Blueprint Power Hour is something I'm interested in as well. It comes from Seth Spanner. He says, I might just limit to one exercise with leg workouts for a set or so to failure and keep track of how they respond. I think cosmetically, I need the volume. I just hit 17 inches again for the first time in 3 years, 2-hour arm workouts then, but I was unemployed. Today, I'm working 80 plus hours a week. Having said that, what are the best volume routines for legs? And unrelated, what's the best ephedra product out there? P.S. Your product pretty much has me covered. Synthogen is the only supplement that works for me. The recovery is unbelievable. I've limit myself to 3 days a week, still evaluating Tranquilogen.
Yeah. Well, I'm happy to hear it on the Synthogen. I have no doubt TQ will only enhance the effects that you're seeing. With respect to the volume work for legs, this also goes for deadlifts too. The loading patterns that come with the Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0 are the absolute best for both. Now, I've covered it before, but run in sequence, each adds nearly 30% when you run them back to back to back. So let's do some math on that. And I've seen guys do this. One rep max, 400 pounds on the squat. Two, 520 pounds in less than a year. Now, let's say you do both. That's 1,040 pounds on your total. Now, I want you to imagine how much more muscle you're going to be carrying in a year with a 1,040-pound increase in those two lifts. In most cases, it's not going to take a year. In your case, it'll happen faster if you stop working 80 hours a week. With respect to your question on ephedra, you know, this situation drives me nuts. There's some trickery, some sleight of hand going on, and people are being taken advantage of. Ephedra, from the source genus Ephedra nevadensis, or if it says leaf, contains no ephedrine alkaloids or stimulants. Only products containing actives found in ephedra, Ephedra sinica, the roots, and Cedocordifolia have ephedrine in them. So I recently got with my subscribers and alerted them to two such products, along with another pure ephedrine hydrochloride at a whopping 30 milligram per tiny pill. That recommendation saved them over $50 more versus the prior one I made. You know, continuous process improvement is something I deliver every month for my guys, and they're getting it next month too. I hope that helps.
There you go. Let's see. We'll go ahead and hit this next question, and if we have to go into a break, we'll do that and finish it on the other end. How's that sound?
He said,
this comes from Anonymous. I want to get my hands on a cycle of anabolics, but need a recommendation. I'm a 40-year-old male feeling run down. I can tell my test is low. I'm a little scared of needles, by the way, but any ideas?
You know, I have a lot of ideas and some strong feelings on this, so bear with me. You know, given your age and the fact that you state you're feeling run down, I'm going to ask that you call your
physician,
primary care doctor.
Yeah, right.
Right?
Right.
For a referral to an endocrinologist. If your test is really low, he'll need the blood work to document it and write you a script. You'll have a hard time getting it probably the first time, but insist on test cypionate. You want to tell the doc you've got little ones at home, you wrestle around with them, you're concerned about accidental contacts, etc. That should do it. And if your levels are low enough, you want to suggest 200 milligrams a week. And that's plenty to feel it. And believe me, you will.
Now, I want to stay with that because then we'll go into the break and we'll let you finish up on the anabolics on the other side, okay?
Yeah, yeah, sure.
I don't think you need more than 200 milligrams a week to see amazing gains. Because think about a kid in his teens, 19, 20, 21, 22, when all the gains can come if they train hard, eat right, and get sleep. You're already mature enough to apply that discipline. You don't need more than 200 milligrams a week. You don't need any other exotic anabolics. That's all you need is HRT. That's it. That's my opinion. What do you think about that, Rob?
I think that's 100% accurate because...
I want to say one other thing. Somebody very close to me contacted me not too long ago, and at their age, in their early 20s, asking about trying a cycle of anabolics. And I said, well, why? And he said, well, I work so many hours, I only eat like once or twice a day. I said, wait a minute. If you eat like that, even if you did 150 milligrams of Anadrol a day, you're not going to put on much weight, because if you're not eating and you're not training and you're not sleeping, anabolics don't work. So how about starting out by eating, training, and sleeping right, and do that for a year before you try to add anabolics into the mix?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, 200 will get you into the high end of the range. It won't be so much that you run into problems with, conversion to estrogen. It's just a nice, safe, effective dose.
And you really don't need much more than that. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back, and Rob will answer the rest of the question. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. Stay tuned.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today. Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to SuperHumanRadio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order. The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special incentives. Insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
So, you know, we started the discussion about olive oil a while ago, and we brought you Seagate, which was an olive oil made from olives in Mexico. Well, we just stepped up the game and brought a new sponsor aboard named Papa Vince. This is organic, which Seagate wasn't, first press, raw, extra virgin olive oil from Sicily, from specific grapes only found in Sicily. Two bottles for $39. This is by far the best olive oil in the world. And get a load of this, Rob.
Yeah.
Every batch is tested and standardized for oleic acid and all of the important components found in olive oil. Every batch tested by the Ministry of Weights and Measures in Italy.
That's a big one. I did a write-up in the newsletter not long ago on that stuff, and it sure is promising.
Papa Vince, the best imported from Italy olive oil in the world. $39 gets you 2 half-liter bottles. Go to superhumanradio.com. Look for and Carl recommends organic raw extra virgin olive oil. Check it out. Okay. So let's finish up on the second part of this discussion, and that is anabolics in general.
Yeah, you know, he's looking for the legal stuff. And in the real world, most guys do, you know, just fine on the same test sip, although they're going to be running much higher doses, sometimes a gram, and D-ball, or sometimes Anadrol. But I mentioned last episode, I got done rereading Rick Collins' book, Legal Muscle. And in it was this harrowing account of Mike. And this is legit because he was Rick's, client. Mike went shopping on the internet for his stack. He had all the latest encryption devices, stealth email, etc. He thought he was covered. Everything looked good. He had located a source in Thailand. The online reviews were spectacular. He was looking forward to his test sip and D-ball cycle. He further estimated that he'd put up to 25 pounds on over 16 weeks, maybe more, if his training and diet were on point. What follows is the true story of what happened to Mike. Mike was watching the tracking online. Everything looked good. The source said the goods would be shipped in 5 smaller packages to avoid any red flags. D-ball usually comes in 1,000 tablet tubs, by the way, and that's a big tub. So they were splitting them up. It was customs in New York, though, that noticed the source country, Thailand. That's one that they flagged. So, you know, the eyebrows went up a little bit. One of the packages was leaking, which caused them to open it.
Leaking?
And,
D-ball?
Yeah.
What was it? Liquid D-ball? What was it?
No. It was the test sip.
Oh, okay.
It was the test sip. You know, somehow this vial of test sip had broken open, and the sesame oil oozed out. So they opened it, and sure enough, there it was.
Sure enough, it wasn't stir fry that was leaking sesame oil.
No weapon. Yeah. The whole process didn't take a day or so. Mike saw it was more or less still on time. And what followed, though, was a controlled delivery. They had a local cop posing as a mailman. He arrived at Mike's house, handed Mike's wife the package, who was home while he was at work. Why? You know, why'd she take it? He had told her to expect something. So, of course, she took it. Within a minute, she was told she was under arrest and made to sit on the couch with her two girls. Confused, she told him there must have been some mistake. He informed her the package contained anabolics. Shortly thereafter, a slew of local law enforcement flooded the house with a search warrant. They took his computer, a price list from Dan Duchesne. He was saving as a memorial to the guru, and $3,500 in cash Mike had in his room. His wife was put under arrest. Mike got home shortly thereafter. Let's just say things went downhill for Mike from there. Now, if you think it can't happen to you, Rick says in the next day or two, it'll happen to someone. That someone, by the way, could be you. So get to your endocrinologist.
Yeah, do it the right way. If you're in that age bracket, you don't need to be lurking around the underworld. You need to just find the right doctor who recognizes the value of getting your testosterone levels back into youthful ranges. That's all you need. So instead of putting all this effort into creating hush mail accounts and sweating Western Unioning money to foreign places and unknown people, put some effort into calling a handful of doctor's offices and find a good doctor. That's it. That's a better use of your time.
I agree 100%. 100%. Plus, you never know what you're getting.
Yeah, right. That's right. You can be getting garbage, tainted stuff that'll give you an abscess, and they'll have to cut a grapefruit-sized piece of muscle out of your butt.
Yeah.
No, don't be stupid. In the words of Howard Stern's father, Ben Stern, don't be stupid. Oh, there you go. All right. Johnny Varlow says, I'm struggling with some depression and stress-related issues, and now it's crept into my workouts. Lost my job, so money is tight. And it's caused some big fights between me and my wife. She's used to the D word more than once. She's used the D word more than once. Consequently, I have had a tough time getting going, trying to get back in the gym. By the way, I just turned 40. If you were me, what would you do to get back into it?
You know, here's the short answer. Change everything about your routine today. And that's the problem, because it's a routine. And start training. There's a world of difference between training and working out, or God forbid, your routine. If it's a big enough motivator, try a new supplement this month. Change is the operative word, because more of the same invites a worsening of the depression. Now, here's the usual too long answer. This happens to everyone from time to time. Present company not excluded. Happens to me. When you decide to get into this sport, you need to understand that, like Rome wasn't built in a day, there's going to be plateaus, deaths, divorces, and other stuff that life's going to throw your way. It's absolutely natural. So understand that going in. I've had episodes myself that I won't rehash here, but a few weeks ago I penned a tip of the day on finding what motivates you. You really need to answer this question, because it's important. Now, is it your stalled bench? Is it women? Is it self-gratification, or some combination of all three? Whatever it is, you need to nail it down in order to recapture it. The single biggest problem, in my opinion, involves routine. That's that word. Having a routine is a career killer in this sport, because the body thrives on adaptation. And if you keep giving it the same thing over and over, expecting different results, it's the definition of insanity. So you want to switch it up. If you've always been a five sets of five guy, time to switch that up by mixing in static holds. Get your feet wet with some body weight training. Change the exercises, the rep ranges, the order you perform them in, and even the way you drive to the gym. That sounds silly, but you'll be surprised. I can think of nothing else the brain and body likes more than shaking up your routine when you're bored. Now, which gets me to supplements. They exist more or less for this dynamic, because there's a new one out, right, every month. And people get excited about it. It's further magnified by the ad copy, quote-unquote science, before in those before and after pictures. The placebo effect is often in play, and there's nothing wrong with that if it keeps you in the gym. So, if they're that big a motivator for you, I'd recommend supplements. Finally, understand whatever you're struggling with, there's only so much you can control, right? You can't control your employer. You can't control the wife. There's a billion other things that are outside of your control. What you can control is you and the gym. And every time I'm in there, I tell myself this just prior to performing the work set. They can't take this away from me, because it's mine and I own it. And so do you. That happened just again today. So I know that was a long way to go, but I thought this question was a fantastic example of how to deal with life's curveballs. Even if you've been smooth sailing for, a while now, it's inevitable. Some rain falls into everyone's life. If you take my answer to heart, though, you'll have the most powerful antidepressant on planet Earth on your side. Training.
Yeah.
Training.
That's the truth. Look, I have a comment I want to make when we come back on this, and then we have more questions. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more.
When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, MassPro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. MassPro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream.
Like to train fasted?
Or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad. Today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Whey Isolate is the fastest way to build muscle by flooding the bloodstream with bodybuilding amino acids. Now, Divine Nutrition gives you the best flavors in the world of the best whey isolate available. Divine Nutrition's Whey Isolate comes in pumpkin spice, vanilla peanut butter, or cinnamon bun. You can save 30% off a 2.5-pound jug by using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and look for Divine Nutrition in Carl Recommends today.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel, clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. Okay. I just want to make one small comment. I'll make it as brief as possible too, so we don't lose time and we can get on to the next question. But if things are tough, I don't care how great your workouts are. If you are out of a job and you're struggling with just basic survival, you need to get that straightened out first, in my opinion.
Yeah.
You can't, you're not going to go to the gym and have a great workout and then step back into your life of how am I going to pay the bills and how am I going to do this and my wife is getting tired. And look, I'm going to tell you something straight out. Nobody wants to talk about it. I'm going to say it and people can hate on me if they want to. But when you threaten a woman's security, that's it for her. That's her world. Okay. That's how women are. With men, it's sex. Right? Women want security, men want sex, and it's a very, very happy relationship when everybody gets that figured out. So, she's gonna feel the stresses of this to a greater degree than you, just because of the way her brain is wired differently than yours. And with that being said, you need to really, while you're going to the gym and training, you need to make the first priority, finding work. I know you're thinking, Carl, what do you think? I'm not doing that. No, I know you are, but you gotta think outside the box. You gotta step outside what you're doing now. You gotta look at things differently. You gotta find work. You have to make money, because otherwise all the training in the world is going to be negated by the stress in your life. Okay.
Yeah.
And, you know, I looked to see if you were my friend on Facebook, to just to see what line of work you're in. Ask people for help. Ask the community. We have a big community of superhumans here. Ask for help. Maybe there's somebody in your industry that needs some help. So you're not alone, but you got to get the work thing straightened out. Joseph Nassalara, I hope I pronounced that right, Joe. He says, love SHR and especially the BPPH hour. Tuesdays, you guys have definitely changed my life for the better. Keep up the great work. My question for Rob is as follows. While D-aspartic acid has enjoyed much success recently in having the ability to raise natural testosterone production in males, I've read that it would not have the same effect in women. Of course not. My girlfriend had some recent blood work done, and her testosterone came back very low. Not wanting to inject testosterone, we are wondering if there is a supplement that would actively boost natural testosterone levels in women. Sincerely, Joe.
Yeah, in fact, there is. And the fix is DHEA.
Yeah.
Right? You know, in women, testosterone is produced mostly in the ovaries and adrenals. And like men, though, as women age, their bodies produce less and less, which can lead to adverse physical and psychological changes. The decline can be every bit as severe for the fairer sex. So during menopause, for example, women produce up to 50% less testosterone than they did during their teens and 20s. That's a huge drop, huge drop. So on oral DHEA, it's a much better, much more easily converted to test in women. DHEA levels begin to decline in women around age 30. You know, I can recall age 34, my DHEA levels, I think, dropping. But several studies have shown women taking just 50 milligrams per day of DHEA reported improved energy, less anxiety, improved sleep, and better stress tolerance. And there was a 1998 study that looked at a higher dose DHEA in postmenopausal women. They were supplemented with 100 milligrams for 7 days. The authors of the study noted a significant increase in test levels after taking that DHEA in 7 days. Think about that. Think about that. So here's the bottom line. Unlike men, oral DHEA really does seem to do something for women. 50 milligrams, I'd call, is the logical starting point. You can go up to 100 if necessary. Things to look out for, you know, virilizing effects, excessive body hair, thinning hair on the scalp, oily skin, etc. In practice, I've seen women get fantastic results and little to no side effects by staying within that dose, you know, 50 to 100.
Her estrogen will go up as well, just because of the testosterone will convert over to estradiol. So you'll want to keep an eye on both of these, but absolutely you're right. All a woman needs is some DHEA to raise her testosterone levels, no doubt about
it. Yeah, I would further encourage her to run it in 2 or 3 week cycles, and because that way when she's off, she can compare it to what she feels like when she's on. And I'm willing to bet she's going to feel much better when she's on.
Okay, we're going to only be able to answer half this question now and the rest after the break. It comes from Greg Geldart. He says, I really liked your tip on citrulline. It opened up a new world of nootropics to me. My question is, what other nootropics do you recommend?
Well, there's one out there called picamelin. That was first synthesized in 1969 at the Vitamin Research Institute in the former Soviet Union. Studies performed in Russia suggest that it improved central nervous system function, recovery time after exhaustive work, lowered blood pressure, and improved memory. And that led to a pharmacological preparation being introduced in 1986. And it's prescribed as a mild tranquilizer for treating states of anxiety and fear. It's a clever combination of GABA and niacin. So by chemically bonding those two as one compound, there's a novel and more bioavailable cognition enhancer that they created. The big upside is that unlike straight GABA, picomelin allows for a much easier crossing of the blood-brain barrier. So on the studies, the studies do show that it dramatically increases blood flow within the brain and achieves results far superior to other products in that area, you know, ginkgo, piracetam, and aniracetam. It is particularly effective in treating headaches. And in small doses, it has a tranquilizing effect. And that's usually influences, it's helpful given the moderate states of anxiety and depression. Unlike most tranquilizers, though, it doesn't impart sedative qualities. It's just much more flexible insofar as daily dosing. Now, the effects and the safety profile, the effects usually come on pretty quickly. Most notice it within the hour. It lasts for a good 4 to 6 hours, at least it does for me. The cognitive effects are cumulative, and they do become more evident after several weeks of daily usage. Extremely low toxicity, no allergy reactions, or certainly carcinogenic. Perhaps best of all, it increases circulation to the brain, and it's a superb vasodilator, thus its benefits on headaches. Now, the category staple there is vinpoctine, but it blows it out of the water. Now, as a component of tranquilogen, I get it there, but it's reasonably priced in bulk, too. You can find 25 grams for around $11 for those who know where to look.
Yeah, very good. Very good. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we just got a message from a app user that we'll read at the top of the segment about the comment you made about ephedra. So we want to get this out there. He has some special knowledge. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour, brought to you by the Blueprint Bulletin, Synthogen, and Tranquilogen. Go to CoachRobRegish.com today to learn more. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now, you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied, vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert, but this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. So, thanks to the Superhuman Radio Network app, I'm able to get instant messages from listeners. And this listener's name is simply Jay, the letter J. He says, "Hey, Carl, sorry for the quick message. I'll be writing to you more extensively later, but the ephedra Rob is talking about, 30 milligrams, is fake, just to let you guys know." Any comments about that, Rob? Rob. Hello, Rob. Did I lose you?
Yep. I'm sorry. I was muted.
Any comments about that?
Yeah. Now, I'm aware there's at least 2 sources. Let me tell you, the stuff I'm getting, it's the real deal. And I've been using it for 25 years.
Okay.
So
maybe you guys need to share. Maybe you need to email Rob. Jay, you need to send an email to Rob and maybe he can give you his source. This question comes from Tracy Nelson. "I've tried all kinds of squats and I have issues with all of them, even box squats. My problem is leaning forward too much and my knees hurt, even when box squatting. I'm just not coordinated enough to perform Russian step-ups I've heard you suggest, and I can't get the hang of Bulgarian split squats. Any suggestions?"
Yeah, I actually saw these in the gym today. Dan John introduced us to something known as the goblet squat, so named for the position in which the weight's held. Like the front squat, this movement keeps you in an upright position because of the way the weight is positioned. It does so, though, with none of the awkward bar positioning and hand placement, which just befuddles so many people when attempting front squats. The exercise essentially auto-corrects some of the biggest issues seen with squats and form due to its unique setup. So here's how to perform them, if you want to visualize this. Hold a weight, a dumbbell, against your chest, just under your chin. Hold one of the heads vertically between your palms. Position your feet so your stance is a bit more than shoulder width with your toes pointed out a few degrees. Sit back and down between the knees, keeping your chest up the whole time. Go as low as you can while keeping your feet flat on the floor. If your heels come up, your stance is probably a little too narrow. At the bottom, brush your elbows against the inside of your legs, pushing your knees out. That knees out part of the movement is key, and it's what really differentiates it from so many other squat variations. So and for everyone that think it's a chick lift, don't underestimate it.
No.
There's a lot of heavy barbell squatters who will dismiss it, but you know, try it with a 100-pound dumbbell sometime.
The blueprint tip of the day: how to know when you've found it.
Yeah, everybody's looking for something in the gym. And there's a reason why we go there every week, month, and year. And I spoke about this a little bit last week. But here are some of the signs that you've found what you're looking for. There'll be no more New Year's resolutions or getting back on track. There are no more six-week transformation programs or exercise gadgets ordered off of TV. All that will remain is taking care of business day in and day out. Days turn into weeks, weeks into months, and months into years. You will stop training for the opposite sex and instead train for personal satisfaction. Taking care of business won't be an option. It's a way of life. You won't find excuses. You'll find a way. Injuries, illness, personal setbacks, none of those will matter. Because you'll realize overcoming them is what makes you different than everyone else. In short, this won't be just a hobby anymore. It'll be a way of life. The road isn't easy. There will be setbacks. There'll always be days when you'll want to quit. But when you know what you're fighting for, you'll find a way to persevere. Now, there's a scene in the movie Gattaca that listeners absolutely must see. It's called the swim scene. This guy Vincent has a brother, Anton, who's genetically and physically superior to Vincent. So growing up, they always competed with each other in the ocean to see who could swim the furthest out from shore. So with his God-given talent, Anton always won. Never had to work for it. He had the gifts. Now, as Vincent matures, though, he develops what I'll call Jordan Franz-like overcome qualities. He's got a warrior spirit and a mentality that nobody's born with. Instead, it's acquired through suffering and perseverance. So one day, as adults, they repeat the swim contest. And this time, Vincent beats Anton, who is absolutely dumbfounded. And he asks Vincent, "How'd you do it?" Vince replied, "I won because I never saved anything for the swim back." You and only you are responsible for finding your fight. Overcoming obstacles and success or failure lies in your hands. And see that for the beautiful thing that it is. You know, no employer can lay you off. No spouse can leave you. You and you alone control your destiny, so you need only decide to bleed, sweat, and sacrifice to overcome. Make up your mind today to save nothing for the swim back.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. And that, you know, that's not the first time you've quoted that, and it's something that needs to be quoted over and over again. And especially anybody who's feels like they've got their back up against the wall, anybody. At any time.
Well, it's funny because a guy on Facebook brought that up. He actually brought it up. He says, "What about that power hour on the swim scene? You know, the swim scene." And it jogged my memory. So I thought, you know, there are some guys that might not have heard that, and ladies. It's a powerful, powerful thing. I rented the movie and watched it. It's some cool stuff. It makes you stop and think. It really makes you stop and think.
Yeah.
It's a way of life.
Yeah.
It's a way of life.
And you know what? So many of us get caught up in the day-to-day stuff and we forget that we can, we all know what to say to somebody else who needs advice, but we forget to apply it ourselves quite often.
Yeah.
That's really where the magic is. Applying this stuff yourself makes a big difference.
Yeah. And it helps when you lead by example. Yeah. Well, this whole, getting bored with your routine, that was starting to creep up in my cardio. Because yesterday, it was funny, because it happened after I answered that question. I said, okay, time to go do cardio. And I was dreading it. It's like, oh, God, hit cardio on the recumbent bike again, level 11, level 21.
Yeah.
So, you know, what did I do? I occluded my calves. I jacked up the incline on the treadmill, and I did 20 minutes of something different, got a hell of a calf workout to boot. I got to tell you, it made a huge difference in my mood. Huge difference.
Not to change the subject, but do you imbibe on occasions? Are you an alcohol drinker at all?
No.
Not at all.
I never had a taste for it. Maybe right. I'll start.
No, I don't. This next discussion we're going to have is really intriguing to me. We're going to be talking with Dr. Robert Dudley from UC Berkeley about a book that he published called Drunken Monkey, Why We Drink and Abuse Alcohol. And this has actually been something that I have wanted to talk about for a long time and couldn't find the right person, and he is the right guy. Because apparently we are not the only ones that abuse alcohol in the animal world.
It's got to be some deep-rooted psychological issues, too.
Yeah. And you know what else is funny? People, Alisa was looking at something online today about people who live past 100.
Yeah.
And several of them said that they drank every day. And I said, you know, this is what's wrong with epidemiology. Like, so we look at all these people and we find that they drank every day. But there are, for every one of those people who drank every day, even in moderation, and live past 100, there are 600,000 people that drank every day and died at 50, 60, and 70. But
yeah.
We only want to look at the person who lived to 100 and go, oh, they drank every day. I'm going to drink every day too. You have to remember the word intoxicate has the word toxic in the middle of it. There's a reason that they use that word intoxicate, because it's a toxin. And we know that alcohol is a neurotoxin. It's not good for us. But why do we continue? I mean, the alcohol industry makes billions of dollars. A friend of mine told me that Buffalo Trace, a small bourbon producer here in Kentucky, has 900,000 barrels of bourbon aging in their big giant warehouse barn out in the middle of Kentucky somewhere. And that 900,000 barrels is worth over $2 billion. And they will have no problem selling that stuff. There is more bourbon being produced today than there was 30 years ago, because Asia and Europe, they love Kentucky bourbon. It's a multi-billion dollar industry. And you have to ask yourself, could you sell arsenic to people that way? Could you sell, what was that, the one that everybody was getting, it's Iraq or something. What is it? The neurotoxin that they were poisoning people with back in the day.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
I
can't think of it now. But could you sell poison that way? No, but you could sell alcohol, which is basically a neurotoxin.
I think the appeal of alcohol is simply this. It takes the edge off. You know?
Yeah, so does a good workout.
Stress. Yeah, exactly. But that takes effort, Carl.
Yeah, exactly. It's not as easy as cracking open a bottle, pouring it in a cup, and sitting back on the sofa and throwing it down, right?
I'm going to go buy a bottle of wine.
Yeah, no, go get a bottle of bourbon. Try it. I had some bourbon Saturday. I got to tell you something. It was an interesting – I don't think I could be a bourbon drinker because it tastes disgusting. But I tried it. I tried some very, very old bourbons. So anyway, Rob Regish, thanks for the Blueprint Power Hour. Go to CoachRobRegish.com to learn more. We'll see you next week, brother.
Thank you.
Okay, stay tuned. When we come back, Drunken Monkey, Why We Drink and Abuse Alcohol.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
With their Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. Being social, learning from the behavior of birds. Science has learned a great deal about complex social behaviors by studying non-human mammals and primates, but parrots might have something to teach us too. A new study, the first to quantify the social lives of parrots using social network analysis, provides intriguing new insight into parrot sociality, revealing a sophisticated social structure with layers of relationships and complex interactions. Together, the new research shows that the social lives of monk parakeets are structured by several types of relationships. In order for individuals to recognize whether they fit into the social structure of their group, they would need to reorganize and remember others in their group, to remember how they interact with specific individuals, and to remember the outcomes of those interactions. Managing this process may require significant cognitive skills. Understanding the social systems of parrots is critical to understanding social processes such as vocal learning and the spread of behaviors, and can also give us a greater insight into how social and cognitive complexity evolve in other species. The future of global agriculture may include new land but fewer harvests. Climate change may expand suitable cropland, especially in the northern high latitudes, but tropical regions may be becoming decreasingly suitable, according to a new study published in PLOS One by Florian Zabel from Ludwig Maximilians University in Germany. Most of the Earth's accessible agricultural lands are already under cultivation. Ecological factors such as climate, soil quality, water supply, and topography determine the suitability of land for agriculture. The results indicate that climate change may expand the supply of cropland in the high latitudes of the Northern Hemisphere, including Canada, Russia, and China, over the next 100 years. The rest of your Superhuman News is coming up in 1 minute on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com. And click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
For the rest of your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. Researchers find neurocompensation in people with Alzheimer's-related protein. The human brain is capable of a neural workaround that compensates for the buildup of beta-amyloid, a destructive protein associated with Alzheimer's disease, according to a new study led by researchers at the University of California, Berkeley. The findings published in the journal Nature Neuroscience
could help explain how some older adults with beta amyloid deposits in their brain retain normal cognitive function while others develop dementia. The study included 22 healthy young adults and 49 older adults who had no signs of mental decline. The brain scan showed that 16 of the older subjects had beta amyloid deposits, while the remaining 55 adults did not. The researchers used fMRI scans to track the brain's activity of subjects in the process of memorizing pictures in various scenes. Afterwards, the researchers tested the subjects' GIST memory by asking them several questions about the images. The groups performed equally well in the task, but it turned out that the people with beta amyloid deposits in the brain, the more detailed and complex their memory recall, the more brain activity there was. It seems that their brain has found a way to compensate for the presence of the proteins associated with Alzheimer's. Waistlines of U.S. adults continue to increase. The prevalence of abdominal obesity and average waist circumference increased among U.S. adults from 1999 to 2012, according to a study in JAMA. Waist circumference is a simple measure of total and intra-abdominal body fat. Abdominal obesity was defined as a waist circumference greater than 40.2 inches in men and greater than 34.6 inches in women. The overall age-adjusted average waist circumference increased progressively and significantly from 37.6 inches in 1999 to 2000 to 38.8 inches in 2011 to 2012. This has been your Superhuman News Update. I'm Elliot Turton for the Superhuman Radio Network. Visit our website at superhumanradio.com.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And the single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You know this next subject is near and dear to my heart, because I've talked about the fact that I enjoy a glass of wine because it gives me a buzz, but I do not try to lie to myself and tell myself that it's somehow good for me. My next guest is Dr. Robert Dudley with UC Berkeley. He's written a book called Drunken Monkey, Why We Drink and Abuse Alcohol. Welcome to the show, Dr. Dudley.
Well, thank you for having me on.
So, first of all, the name of the book makes me think that maybe we are not the only species that enjoys a good libation from time to time.
Well, that's a wonderful entry point into this amazing literature on animal drunkenness. It's back since the time of Darwin and even before, people realized that primates like booze. You know, you could feed the chimp a bottle of beer, and baboons were stealing liquor bottles from sailors on ships of the Royal Navy. So this is a well-known observation. In the wild, though, we don't really see many instances of natural drunkenness. There are anecdotes of drunken elephants breaking into illegal stills in Bangladesh and a whole bunch of other sort of interesting stories. But until recently, it wasn't really clear that there is a natural biology of animal drunkenness. And so the point of writing The Drunken Monkey is to illustrate the fact that there is actually a natural exposure of many different kinds of animals, including primates and the lineage that led to ourselves as modern humans. Lots of primates, lots of fruit flies, butterflies, even some fruit-eating fish are potentially exposed to alcohol on a daily basis as part of their diet. And so one of the hypotheses of this drunken monkey idea, as it were, is basically that this natural background exposure at fairly low levels has prompted the evolution of physiological and behavioral responses to alcohol that are favorable, and it lets you help find ripe fruit in the forest, which is where the alcohol only turns up, basically yeast or fermenting fruit sugars.
Right.
And so in the rainforest, it's really advantageous to basically use this cue to find and get to the good stuff first before somebody else does, and to eat it quickly. So it promotes faster feeding. But in the concrete jungle, of course, where you wander down the supermarket aisle, we have the super stimulus of all of this available alcohol, high concentration as well, and then things can go badly wrong. So it's a mixed bag, right? It's that sort of mismatch between our historical environment, alcohol was good, and our modern environment, the potential for excessive consumption is also there. So it's a complicated story.
Now, I remember reading a study maybe just a year or so ago about fruit flies when they are repelled by a female, when they're trying to mate and they're repelled by a female, they go and get drunk. They are attracted to fruits that are rotting and the fermentation process produces alcohol. So the summation of the study was when their affections are repelled, they go out and get drunk, and it sounds suspiciously human to me as well.
Exactly. You know, the parallels of modern human behavior are uncanny. So what is it about fruit flies? And just to fill you in on the background, you know, the fruit flies are sort of wandering around, flying around, perching on leaves or whatever. They lay their eggs on ripe fruit, and the larvae develop inside that fruit, and they eat the yeast, they eat the sugars, and they're exposed to this low-level alcohol. And when the adult flies are on the fruit, they're mating, they're fighting for access to females, and females are pushing males off the fruit, all kinds of crazy stuff. But it shows you that even in fruit flies, which are very evolutionarily far removed from modern humans, that alcohol, the psychoactive or, you know, behavioral and neurological effects of alcohol on this molecule are actually, on this animal, are actually very pronounced. And there's been great work at the NIH and elsewhere, and also some of the Howard Hughes Medical Institute groups recently, showing that some of the molecular pathways for drunkenness and for long-term habituation to alcohol are identical between fruit flies and mammals. So this is a natural part of the biology of many fruit flies and many other insects as well. And the real question then is, how far does that cascade extend into modern human behavior? There are similarities, but of course there are also differences. And another way to answer that question would be actually not to look at modern humans, but to look at chimps and gibbons and a lot of the primates to see what kinds of fruit are they eating, what alcohol levels are in those fruit, and what are the psychoactive effects and behavioral effects of alcohol on those species.
So just this morning, my co-host on Casual Friday received a link to something on a mainstream website saying, you know, the secrets to living past 100, and they had a bunch of centenarians that they interviewed, some already deceased but had lived to upwards of 110 years old. And there was a preponderance of individuals who included, you know, a glass of red wine every single day. And so, as a population, we love to justify behaviors that we love to enjoy. And so there's this movement afoot that somehow, you know, a little bit of alcohol has a hormetic effect. It's really good for you. It can help you. And I don't buy that personally. And I need you to tell me what your evaluation of the science is. Is there a possibility that, oh, you know, an ounce of alcohol a day is good? And if so, should we be giving it to our infants? Obviously, if it's good for us, it's good for them. Or is this just nonsense that we promote to justify and absolve ourselves of the guilt of taking an unknown neurotoxin to have fun?
So that's a very important question, and it impinges upon our, you know, public policy relative to drinking habits. Should we be issuing health warnings or health advisories concerning the consumption of alcohol? And it depends on the dosage. This is one of the interesting things. Going back to the 19th century, people realized that drinkers actually, on average, had less cardiac disease than did non-drinkers. And it wasn't until the 1970s when a guy named Art Klatsky down here at Kaiser Permanente in Oakland started to do the large-scale epidemiology. And what he found was that moderate drinking reduced the incidence of atherosclerotic plaques in coronary arteries. So they have the actual mechanism. And because cardiovascular disease is one of the major causes of mortality in industrialized civilizations, that reduction in cardiovascular risk translated into greater longevity overall. So a few drinks, 1 to 2 a day, and I'm not providing a medical recommendation here. I encourage people to talk to their doctor and look at the primary literature. But a little bit of alcohol compared to either abstention or high levels of alcohol actually has strong positive benefits. There have been many, many epidemiologists who've looked at this problem. And they all come up with the same conclusion. It's sex-specific. Males and females are different. It in part depends on your family background. It's a drinking history. It's not an advisory to go out and drink more, although people might like to interpret it that way. But you have to think back. Where does alcohol come from? Yeast ferment sugars to produce alcohol, and they're doing so to kill off bacterial competition with inside these fruits, and in some cases fermenting nectars even. So the antimicrobial activity of alcohol may actually be benefiting us as well, maybe killing off bacteria in our mouth and or in these incipient infections that are resident.
Okay. Now, wait, we have to stay with this for a second because the emerging science on the microbiome is amazing and promising, and the linkage between the microbes that inhabit our bodies and their direct linkage to diseases and hormone levels is just starting to be elucidated. It's a very, very exciting area of science. And so one of my arguments that I've had on this show over the years is, in a laboratory, what do you use to create an aseptic environment? You use alcohol, right? You swab things with alcohol, you kill. Okay, so we now know that not all microbes are bad. Some of them are linked to the presence is linked to health, and the absence is linked to disease. Alcohol is indiscriminate in the microbes it kills.
Well, it doesn't kill yeast, for example. That's why you can ferment homebrew. You can make beer and wine at concentrations up to 8 to 10%. So depending on the microbe, they can have either very low tolerance or very high tolerance. We definitely use alcohol as a skin swab prior to giving injections to kind of sterilize the surface. But even with fruit flies, you do get direct health benefits for low-level exposure. So just think, every time you're eating food, you are eating bacteria. Not all of them are nice, helpful bacteria. There are lots of infectious agents out there as well. Just look at the predominance of infectious bacterial agents, that colonize the human body and the bodies of other animals. So I agree with you. The mechanisms are not clear. And look, there are thousands of species of bacteria in our body. And they are interacting in very interesting ways. So this is really a plea for future research on this topic. Why does the epidemiology suggest that low-level consumption of alcohol could be a good thing? I think that's the question I want to pose.
Well, I want to talk about that. We have to take a break, and I want to talk about that when we come back, because I want to use an analogy that a very wise doctor once used on this show now when we come back. We're talking with Dr. Robert Dudley from UC Berkeley. His book is fantastic, Drunken Monkey, Why We Drink and Abuse Alcohol. It's got to be discussed. This has to be discussed. It's important because we are a nation of drinkers and abroad as well. And those of us who want to believe alcohol is beneficial, we believe it. And those who want to believe that, hey, it may not be that beneficial, we believe that. So we have to figure out where the truth lies. Stay tuned.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, or chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order. Whey Isolate is the fastest way to build muscle by flooding the bloodstream with bodybuilding amino acids. Now, Divine Nutrition gives you the best flavors in the world of the best whey isolate available. Divine Nutrition's Whey Isolate comes in pumpkin spice, vanilla peanut butter, or cinnamon bun. You can save 30% off a 2.5-pound jug by using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and look for Divine Nutrition in Carl Recommends today.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable. But getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Robert Dudley from UC Berkeley about his book, Drunken Monkey, Why We Drink and Abuse Alcohol. You know, Dr. Lauren Cordain came on this show back in 2006 when we first started talking about ancestral diets, and he said, you know, you got to watch out with epidemiology. He said, if you listen to epidemiologists, they'll tell you fire trucks cause fires because every time there's a fire, fire trucks are there. That's the one thing consistently that occurs at every single fire. And it made me think, you know, epidemiology can get you on the target, but not necessarily close to the bullseye. And the reason I say this is because, you know, just like the discussion I had this morning with Elisa about all the centenarians that drink wine every day, I said there's 600,000 people that drank wine every day and died at 60. And we seem to want to look at the aberration as the norm a lot of times, which I know epidemiology is designed to do the opposite. But sometimes there's confounding factors that are not taken into consideration, like the person who drinks every day may have a low-stress life. Maybe they don't work. They've got mutual funds paying the bills. They stay home all day. They go to the gym. There's other things. It's not, it can't just be that.
Yeah, so I agree. I share your skepticism about generalized epidemiological findings. But, you know, this work's been going on since the 70s, and it's been replicated in different continents. So there's Scandinavia has a kind of a drinking problem, so they have big national boards for alcohol research. So they get amazingly detailed data sets for, like, Finnish civil servants, okay? So they know everything about 30,000 people. And they have self-reported drinking habits. And, of course, this is usually an under-reporting sort of effort of how much people actually drink. But they can track people for decades. And Finnish civil servants who drink a little bit of alcohol every day have both longer lifespans and fewer days of sick leave on average than people who are either abstaining or drinking these really high levels. So, you know, that many epidemiologists have worked on this worldwide. But let me get back to the broader sort of evolutionary sort of outcome here. One of the predictions for this hypothesis, the drunken monkey hypothesis, is that you should have genetic variation in the ability to metabolize alcohol in modern human populations. The reason I say that is if you look in fruit flies today, those flies that see different levels of alcohol in the environment have different expressions and kinds of enzymes to metabolize it. And some of your listeners may not be aware that there's this famous polymorphism or variability in the enzymes that metabolize alcohol in East Asia. And in East Asia alone, by which that's a cultural idea, but let me just delineate the boundaries as contemporary areas of China, Japan, and Korea. 60 to 80% of the population in these areas have slow-acting enzymes when they drink alcohol, and they accumulate something called acetaldehyde. It's a toxic intermediate, and they get sick just from very small amounts of imbibed alcohol. My wife is a Han Chinese from one of these areas, and if she just takes a tiny sip of the stuff, she'll get nauseated and, you know, perspire, tachycardia, high heart rate,
wow,
and feel really ill. They don't drink at all because it makes them sick, so they can never become alcoholics. So this is kind of an predicted evolutionary outcome. And you can ask, how old are those particular kinds of variants? And they date back to about 10,000 years ago, coincident with the origins of rice cultivation and presumably fermentation. This is some very active recent research. So it's genetic variation in fruit flies, it's genetic variation in humans, and the ability to metabolize alcohol. It's a very interesting emerging story of genomics applied to alcohol.
I mean, this is kind of like lactase persistence, you know what I mean?
it's recent evolution in humans. And, you know, we don't know what the selective agent, why in East Asia and nowhere else, people argue maybe it's fungal toxins on rice, it's a third participant or something like that. But, you know, I mean, it is important to be skeptical about, you know, broad brush health recommendations. But I encourage people to look at the original literature. It's all online. Talk to your doctor about it if you're thinking about changing your drinking patterns. That's another important piece of advice. Everything
you know what? You know what? Yeah. Be careful about talking to your doctor about it. My poor sister was stricken with Parkinson's disease, okay? And a well-meaning physician at Columbia University told her, you know, have a glass of wine every day. Take the edge off. Enjoy life. And that was probably bad advice. I'm sorry.
Right, right. Okay, so, or talk to multiple doctors.
You know what? Apply critical thinking. How does alcohol make you feel? You know what?
Right.
Elisa has a bionic liver. She can have a couple glasses of wine, and she doesn't feel drunk, and she works. The next day she wakes up, goes to the gym, trains like a freak, and she's, you know, my age, and she's great. Me, on the other hand, I have a couple shots of bourbon Saturday night, and I'm still recovering Monday from it.
Well, look, Winston Churchill started drinking before breakfast, and it let him write a book every 6 months and become the Prime Minister of the UK, right? I mean, you know, there are different human reactions to alcohol. This is very clear. You know, one of the other points I want to emphasize is that, you know, most people either, you know, drink a little bit or not at all. You're in that intermediate sweet spot. We often drink in association with food, which is one of the hype arguments of the drunken monkey. That's a good evolutionary sort of outcome. We don't expect it because we only saw it in association with fermenting fruit. But also, there are a small subset of people who drink to excess. And, you know, my father was one of them. He was an alcoholic, so I was always personally interested in this question of, you know, what motivates self-destructive behavior. It's not obvious in humans. So the point is that there's actually a spectrum of responses, and this is also one of the evolutionary sort of predictions. This is not an either-or. This is, like, there's a whole range of environmental variability and variable genetic background, and, you know, we're kind of doing a large-scale experiment. And that experiment with humans and alcohol really took off in the Neolithic, when we first cultivated grains and learned how to ferment gruels and beers and making these soupy fermented mixtures. And then distillation really kicked it off, right? So you get the really high concentration stuff. You have to have this specific chemical process. That turns up in Western Europe only about 900 years ago.
Really?
So relative to the 2-million-year-old species, Homo sapiens, you know, the high concentration, high availability is a total mismatch relative to what our species and what primates saw through most of their evolutionary trajectory.
So in other words, I want to make sure I understand this.
Yeah.
So it appears that like everything, right? When we go for the active ingredient in something and we abandon all of the other cofactors and things that are present in it, we seem to go wrong. So in other words, when there was some residual alcohol in some rotting fruit, it may not have been as bad for us than when we distilled it into grain, you know, 100 proof grain alcohol, and we just drink it down.
So an analogy, there are a number of analogies I'll make. One is just salt consumption, right? We need salt in our diet. No salt, you have serious health problems within a couple of days, but really high salt leads to hypertension. There's a sweet intermediate sort of level of consumption, which basically promotes, optimal living. And, you know, sugars and fats are the same thing. Look at obesity and diabetes epidemics worldwide, because we've got this high availability, cheap, super cheap sort of fats and sugars all over the place. In historical times, you know, 2 million years ago, we had a hard time getting enough calories. Now we are demand limited. We're not supply limited. So it's this evolutionary mismatch between what our sensory apparatus tells us is a good thing and what these modern technological environments we've created.
Interesting. Okay, I want to take a break, and when we come back, I want to investigate something. We probably should have done this at the beginning of the show, but that's how I am. I'm a little dyslexic.
Okay.
I want to talk about, you know, really the history of refining alcohol and making our own alcohol for a second, so we can better understand how long we've been living with this lust and love affair with alcohol. We're talking with Dr. Robert Dudley from UC Berkeley. Drunken Monkey, Why We Drink and Abuse Alcohol. It's really an intriguing discussion. You know what? Until the emergence of the internet and porn, nothing Nothing has been more profitable than alcohol. And during depressions, people drank more. In good times, people drank more. When they tried to outlaw alcohol, the biggest crime syndicates in the world arose to make sure that people could have alcohol. In fact, there are many who will say that the Kennedy Empire was built on smuggling Canadian Club into the United States. And Joe Kennedy got all his seed capital to build a presidency and everything else with. So alcohol has been around for a long time. We've had a love affair with it for a long time. What is it about alcohol? We'll be right back.
When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, MassPro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating. But you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the Age Force Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. Age Force has added the powerful appetite suppressor Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health, but have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second guessing and get the Clearly Filter pitcher filter and drink with confidence, knowing that your water is pure. Clearly filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
We started to explore the realities of olive oil on this show last year, that not all olive oil is just olive oil. And we brought you a product earlier in the year from Mexico That was fantastic, but we have something so much better now. Papa Vince is imported all the way from Sicily, from a unique olive only found in Sicily. And every batch is tested for oleic acid and all of the important components that we want in olive oil. This is organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil, cold pressed, first press. Go to superhumanradio.com, look for the organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil under the Carl Recommends column. 2 half-liter bottles for $39. Ridiculous. Fantastic. The best tasting olive oil I've ever had. And I know I'm Italian. So there you go. We're talking with Dr. Robert Dudley from UC Berkeley about his book, Drunken Monkey. What is the history of alcohol as best as we can tell? I mean, I know that there are some tribes in Africa that used to chew stuff and spit it out and let it ferment and drink that, which, you know, that's going a little too far for me. But I guess if you know the people that are spitting it out, I guess it's okay, your wife or something like that, right?
I don't know any of them. But I can tell you that, you know, indigenous peoples worldwide have always found carbohydrates to ferment. Okay, this is one, I claim, universality of humans, with the exception of the East Asian group where they can't metabolize the alcohol. Everybody else seems to be interested in this stuff. And, you know, an obvious question is, who first came up with the idea of making homebrew, right? Where did the first beer and wine mm-hmm. come from? So people always said the Middle East, and, you know, about like 8,000-10,000 years ago. But there's some really interesting work by a guy at the University of Pennsylvania, Patrick McGovern. He's written two great books, one called Ancient Wine, one called Uncorking the Past. So he calls himself a biomolecular archaeologist. They get the ceramic vessels and they scrape out the residue and they do chemical analysis on the residue. There are these unique signatures of intentional fermentation. So he got stuff sort of northern Iranian mountains about 8,000 years ago, or sorry, 10,000 years ago, definite evidence for fermentation of grapes, wild grapes. But then he pushed it back another 4,000 years to about 12,000 years ago in central China. They were fermenting hawthorn and other kinds of things independently of what was going on in the Middle East. So you're looking at, maybe 14,000 years of intentional fermentation. That's what the archaeology says. But, you know, just look at the sociology of, an anthropology of drinking patterns as documented over the last 300 years. Basically, everybody in remote parts of the world is finding something to ferment. The Inuit are a little bit different, right? There's not, you don't have a lot of fruits and stuff up in the cold Arctic. Yeast don't grow well in low temperatures, so there are some exceptions. But otherwise, it's a remarkably widespread and almost universal theme in society. So the argument of the drunken monkey is of course, that this is for well-grounded sort of evolutionary and physiological reasons. We evolved as fruit-eating primates going back tens of millions of years. You know, chimps eat 90% of their diet as ripe fruit. Not much alcohol in an individual fruit, but they eat a lot of fruits every day. So the chronic long-term load every day is actually pretty high.
Now, the argument against dairy has been from the ancestral community has been, animals don't drink milk past weaning. And that's a weak argument because if animals knew how to milk other animals, they may.
Sure.
You know, we happen to know how to sure. milk things, so we do. And I see that in if you put a bowl of milk down in front of a lion or a dog, they'll lap it up. So it's not like go, oh, that's milk. I can't drink that. I used to drink that, when I was a baby. I don't drink. No, so right. it's availability. So with that being said, is there any evidence that when a higher content alcohol from, let's say, really heavily ripened fruits, maybe they've been rotting for so long, there's a much higher alcohol content. Do animals are they attracted greater to that more so? And ad lib access, will they get drunk? Will they become abusers? Or do they go, I've had enough and I'm done. I'm going to go now.
So to answer your question directly, no, there are no data per se relating to that. We don't know what motivates selection of kinds of fruit or alcohol and associated alcohol levels in the wild for any free-ranging animal, except for fruit flies. I mean, all your listeners probably had the experience putting out a beer bottle and like, where did that little fly come from, right?
Yeah.
You know, wine, you name it. It's just a really common thing. So it would be really interesting to assess, what kinds of alcohol loads are they actually attracted to and what kinds of alcohol levels are they consuming on a daily basis. So chimps on breathalyzers is the research agenda here, right? I mean, there are ways to do this, but it's just, there's one study which is really interesting. It turns out that nectar within flowers is, of course, a sugar water.
Right.
It also ferments. This is a study in Malaysia. There was a night-blooming palm. It produced so much nectar, you could see the frothing and bubbling on the surface, and there were two species of primates, or a tree shrew and a primitive primate called a loris, coming in every night to feed on this stuff. And the amount they were drinking really would have suggested drunkenness, but they never saw them get drunk. Although they had the hair had a secondary metabolite for alcohol exposure called ethyl glucuronide that otherwise only turns up in human alcoholics.
Mm.
So there is a natural biology of alcohol exposure, things that are eating ripe fruit, things that are drinking fermented nectar. And it's been wildly underestimated by biologists, field biologists, ecologists. But the argument of the drunken monkey is that it actually pertains to modern-day human drinking behavior as well.
Well, and this is an N equals one type of an example, but my uncle Mike and my father were both stationed in the Philippines when they were in the Navy, and my uncle acquired a monkey. And I don't know what kind of monkey it was. So I don't know what, you know.
Macaque, probably.
Yeah, okay, there you go. But the monkey had a taste for rum.
Yeah,
and in fact, the monkey would drink rum out of one of those mess kit bowls. And my father told me the story about how another sailor, who my uncle Mike didn't get along with, gave the monkey an entire bottle of rum, and the monkey drank it and died.
Ooh, that's death by alcohol, not a pleasant thing. So Darwin talks about this. This has been known since antiquity that animals are attracted to alcohol. And so, again, the hypothesis is there are good reasons for this, that in natural environments, they don't get a lot of it, but it's a really useful sensory cue to get to the right fruit and to consume it quickly. So, you know, when we drink an aperitif or a little bit of wine or whatever before or during a meal, we tend to eat more. This is well documented. So that's the argument that would pertain in the rainforest as well. It's actually benefit to animals who are usually calorically challenged.
Mm-hmm.
They need to eat as much as they can find. And restaurants make about 50% of their profit on booze. I mean, look at the markup on comparable bottles at your supermarket and at a restaurant or a diner. I mean, it's amazing how much cash flow is associated just with the ethanol molecule, which is made by yeast, not by humans after all, right? I mean, most of the work is outsourced to the microbes. So it's a real fundamental part of human diet and culture.
I have to take a break, but when we come back, I want to ask you a more intricate question about why we drink. In other words, you know what I mean? There are those of us who, when I was a young man, I drank a lot. I lived in Las Vegas, and I used to go out and party all the time, and I was subject to blacking out. That's how much I drank.
Yeah.
And my father was an alcoholic. I came to a point in my life when I had children where I just stopped drinking completely. I didn't have a drink for decades. But, you know, the therapists like to say, well, we're self-medicating. Is it that simple, or is there something else going on when it comes to alcohol? We're talking with Dr. Robert Dudley from UC Berkeley about his book, Drunken Monkey. You can get it at superhumanradio.com, Why We Drink and Abuse Alcohol. And my favorite aperitif is a nice glass of Campari before a meal, by the way. So there you go. I love Campari. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Orbit Nutrition forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Robert Dudley from UC Berkeley about his book, Drunken Monkey, Why We Drink and Abuse Alcohol. You know, we have had a love affair with alcohol for a very, very long time. This is clear. And there are people who are dying and their doctors say, hey, if you don't stop drinking, you're going to die. And they continue to drink anyway. What is there something unique about alcohol and the human condition? I've often said that one of our greatest assets is denial. Denial allowed us to leave the cave and maybe venture into a lot of things that propelled our species. Does alcohol help us deny better? You know, it kind of makes you feel, you know, you put your beer muscles on and, you know, all these analogies that we use. What do you think?
So it's an amazing molecule. It can inspire us and it can destroy us, right? So why do we have such a mixed response? And to put this in cultural reference, one of my favorite quotes of all time is by Henny Youngman, the great Borscht Belt comedian.
Right.
After I read about the dangers of drinking, I stopped reading, right? Because it's a fundamental part of what we are. But that's not to downplay the horrendous personal and societal cost of alcoholism. Look, my father died prematurely because of alcoholism. So, you know, this is a horrific disease. But, you know, if we really want to understand disease, we have to understand how we get to the point where we are today, which means you have to have a historical and evolutionary perspective. Like sickle cell anemia makes no sense unless you understand the history of malaria.
Malaria, right.
Yeah, so you have to, this is really, really necessary if you want to completely understand these things. And alcoholism is completely misunderstood. It's not well characterized. There are no physiological or biochemical markers. You know, it's a very sort of a culturally referenced, you know, are you drinking with societal impact or does it negatively influence your societal sort of interactions and this kind of thing? So it's hard to characterize, and as a consequence, it's really hard to treat. So successful treatment rates have been flat for the last 50 years. It's amazing. And spontaneous remission rates are comparable to the best treatment rates, right? So a lot of people just decide to stop drinking heavily in and of their own sort of behavior and decision-making independently of drugs or treatment or psychosocial counseling. So it's a really hard thing to understand. What is the disease and how do we treat it effectively? We're not treating it effectively. Half of all deaths on highways are alcohol-associated. So
yeah.
This is a huge, serious problem. So, you know, it's like there are costs to alcohol and there are benefits to alcohol. It's a really difficult public health message, too, right? How do you communicate this? It's what this hormesis effect is, a nonlinear dosage response curve, U-shaped response of humans. So
and I no think, one drinks you know, 1 ounce of, you know, I mean, the average glass of wine, since wine seems to be the good alcohol, especially red wine, because of resveratrol and God knows what else. It's
so there are supplemental compounds in red wine, but ethanol in and of itself also has these primary cardiovascular benefits. That's important to realize. Yeah.
But no one drinks the amounts. I mean, you're supposed to drink 1 ounce. That's not, and most shot glasses are 1.5 ounces.
Exactly. Yeah, look, this is not standardized, and it's different across different countries, and people underreport drinking data. You know, one of the things I was interested in when I was writing The Drunken Monkey was, okay, let's take cases where prohibition has really been carried to an extreme. So we know about the unsuccessful efforts in the 30s, right? There were religious and medical exemptions, and congressmen were drinking. It just didn't work, right? And it promoted business empires. Great thing for business. But let's go to the core Islamic world.
Right.
Okay, go to Saudi, Kuwait, where for over 1,000 years you have had rigid, strict cultural prohibition against the consumption of alcohol. So are people drinking there? Well, you can imagine there's a strong bias and self-reported drinking data for these courts.
Yeah, because they're afraid of being killed.
Well, exactly. So I could never find any data or information on what levels of alcohol. Anecdotally, it's available, okay, and often religious minorities sell it. But then if you go to the periphery of the core Islamic world, so go to places like Morocco or even places, I travel out in China, so I go to, you know, Muslim areas there, Muslim restaurant, they'll serve you alcohol, but they'll serve it in like an aluminum teapot to conceal the identity
right.
of the contents from the deity, right?
Right.
So there are easy ways to evade these cultural prohibitions. So I do think even in, you know, where we've tried prohibition in North America, it just didn't work, and they're fascinating histories. They're really entertaining about the devious ends to which people went to get around
right.
prohibition. A fascinating literature. There's a great book called Last Call by Daniel O'Grand about how prohibition was just an abject total failure. But then, you know, say, like, go to these modern places where ostensibly it's, you know, a great religious offense to look at a molecule of ethanol, you know, but ethanol does seem to still be available there. We just don't have good information on it.
Well, and so now since you use the word cultural, you know, Dr. Daniel Lieberman in his book, The Story of the Human Body, he details that culture has had a greater impact on evolution than any single other thing. So people identify with their drinks. You know what I mean? Oh, I drink this.
Oh, yeah.
I drink that. And now it's almost a cultural badge, alcohol.
Yeah.
And so it's so deeply embedded in us. We it's not even something people can look at and apply critical thinking to any longer.
Right, right. And that's very different from something like tobacco addiction, for example, where, you know, it's relative evolutionary novelty. That's just, we learned how to, you know, it's found only in a few species of plants that we never really saw much in evolutionary time. We extracted it. It has psychoactive effects, but then it's easy, you know, little effort public policy can drive up or down consumption depending on pricing and stuff like that. Alcohol is much harder to control, and that's another argument here. It's precisely because of this deeply embedded attraction to the molecule that we've inherited, and this makes public health recommendations very difficult to implement, right? I mean, how do you control something we're trying to? How do you control attraction to calories, right? Look at all these soda taxes that are
right.
going into effect. People, you know, it's really hard. We have this hardwired desire to eat, right? This is a natural thing, and the more the better, but some people stop and others don't after a certain, you know, healthy level. What controls that, and how do you legislate that? I don't have the answer to that question, but I'm just pointing out, for alcohol, we need a lot more basic research on the natural biology of alcohol exposure if we're going to understand the extreme levels that are going on.
Yeah, really good stuff. So after writing this book, did you come away with, I have to believe that this was also a learning experience for you putting this book together, right?
So my primary area of research is how animals fly, hummingbirds and insects and aerodynamics and implications for micro-air vehicles and stuff like that. So we work on how things fly. This is a total side issue because I spent a lot of time in Central and South America. So I was watching monkeys eating fruit. See that a lot. And we drink occasionally when we're down there too, you know, on the
right.
veranda after a hard day in the field. So I was just thinking, you know, what is it about alcohol? Why are we drinking alcohol, not vinegar, right? I mean, we could be
right.
drinking alcohol. There's thousands of different kinds of compounds. What is it that really drives us to this? And that the answer, sort of thing, monkey, fruit, alcohol, monkey, scientists, you know, it's like, wait a minute, it's just because we primates have had 40 million years of fruit consumption that biases them to associate alcohol with nutritional reward. My immediate next thought was, that's too simple. Somebody's already come up with that, but that's not been the case. And there's been so much indirect sort of behavioral and genetic data corroborating the drunken monkey hypothesis over the last 10 years. So I put the book together to be a more semi-popular account. And just to illustrate, you know, there are pros and cons. You know, this is by no means settled. There are major public health issues, both for protection against cardiovascular disease, but also association with highway deaths. How do we come to terms with this and understand it in a more deep scientific sense? So that's the role of the drunken monkey at this stage.
Are you going to do a book about animals that smoke pot?
Yeah, you know, exactly. Or there are many other narcotic substances.
Yeah.
There's a field, the technical word is zoopharmacognosy, so self-medication, right? You know, anti-parasite activity. There are so many compounds, but most of them are found only in a few related species.
Right.
The argument of the drunken monkey is that alcohol is everywhere where there are simple sugars.
Right.
That means every fruit and every flower that has nectar. So all species that are feeding on these things are going to be potentially exposed to alcohol. So there's a big, broad, common biology. I call it ethnology. This is the new
field.
Oh, I
like that.
The biology
like that.
Of alcohol consumption. Yeah.
Very cool. Listen, it's a great book, and I want to thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you for inviting me. It was a pleasure.
Take care.
Bye.
You can get a copy of Dr. Robert Dudley's book by going to superhumanradio.com, and you'll find it there. Drunken Monkey, Why We Drink and Abuse Alcohol. It is something that has always intrigued me. Also want to thank Rob Regish for the Blueprint Power Hour. You can learn more about him by going to coachrobregish.com and check him out. Also, please check out Papa Vince. I'm telling you, you've never had olive oil like this before. If you think the stuff from Seagate was great, wait till you taste this. This is such a concentrated flavor of olive oil that if you put a tablespoon directly on your tongue, it's almost spicy. That's how strong the olive flavor is. It tastes amazing on salads. And ironically, olive oil is not known to have a very high smoke point, but Papa Vince does because of the high concentrations of the phenolic compounds that are found in this particular olive that is only found in Sicily. So check them out. Go to superhumanradio.com. Click under Carl Recommends. Look for organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil and give them a try. $39 for two bottles imported from Sicily. That's insane. That's an insane price. Okay. Thank you for listening today, and we will have more Superhuman Radio tomorrow, and we'll see you then.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how